Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Keep walking. You made it 20 days. That is awesome. You know, Hippocrates said, walking is man's best medicine. Today, we actually have the science to back that up. Now, there is no pill that can bring healing to our bodies quite the way a daily walk can. You only have to walk 20 minutes a day to see your health improve over the long haul. And consider the way it impacts your sleep. If you walk for just 20 to 30 minutes every other day, you'll likely fall asleep 50% faster than those who don't, and you'll stay asleep for up to 1 hour longer. That's really huge in terms of your mental health and wellness. So let's do this. Today, I want you to walk and memorize Psalm 91, 1 through 12. You remember that last verse reads, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Jesus was in the desert, hungry and tired, when Satan brought the Savior of the world to Jerusalem on the pinnacle of the temple and said, "Throw yourself. The angels will be commanded to protect you." He, Satan, was quoting Psalm 91:11. Yeah, even the demons know scripture. But Satan distorted and misinterpreted Psalm 91:11 when he tempted Jesus in the desert. He does that. He misquotes God's words. While the words seem true, they're lies because they're not used 100% correctly. We do that all the time. We misuse scripture. I'm thinking about a few verses that get taken out of context all the time, like Philippians 4:13. It says, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Now, what do you think of when you hear those words? I'll tell you what Paul was thinking. He wrote it while awaiting trial and potential execution for preaching about Jesus' resurrection. I mean, this was a verse for the Philippian church encouraging them to endure suffering, not to pass a test, win a ball game, or climb the ladder of success. Here's another, Exodus 14:14. "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Well, that's what Moses said when the Israelites were clamoring for God's protection, when they wanted his provision. But it's not what God said. Right after Moses said that, God said this. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on.'" God actually told them the opposite after Moses' little peace talk. We need to be careful when we use scripture. When we take it out of context like that, we're creating temptations, not that unlike what Satan tried to do in the desert with Jesus. Now, thankfully, Jesus modeled a righteous response to the liar. He knew the word of God so well, had it hidden in his memory, that he was able to pull out of his mind the verses he needed to combat those lies. As you continue to hide God's word in your heart, you're preparing for moments of truth too. And hey, don't let Satan use Psalm 91 as a weapon against you. As I was writing this morning, I thought, you know, maybe there has been a sickness or a death in your world lately. And it would be so easy to say, "Hey, it came near me, something bad happened, and it wasn't supposed to." If you believe that nothing bad can happen, if you're a Christian, you'll back away from God when they do happen, when those bad things do happen. And that's exactly what Satan wants. The reason God assigns angels to your protection, my friend, is precisely because bad things can and will come, and you will need his help. So he sends it. And he will send it for you today if you ask. Just a reminder, it's not too late to order your own copy of Calm Anxious Thoughts. You'll go even deeper into understanding Psalm 91 and combating anxiety. You'll find that book exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com and mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.